so pleased to have with us for his regular visit here on the show. Bernie Kosar, how you doing, bud?
Hey, survived Mother's Day.
Yeah.
And ready to go this week.
There you go. There you go. Well, Bernie, Mother's Day was the third and final day of the Browns' three-day rookie minicamp, and the reviews were mostly positive for pretty much everybody there. I think the one area that always commands the most attention, as you well know, is going to be quarterback. And in the case of Brandon Whedon, the feeling was that he had performed at a very strong level, threw the ball well. You know, you could make that much of a conclusion without pads and without contact.
Well, I think we even talked about it. And again, I keep referring to one of my friends and mentors, Mark Trestman, who's worked with Brandon, you know, to get ready for the combines and for the Senior Bowl, and was really, really impressed with his abilities to throw. And then I was down at the Senior Bowl and got a chance to watch him. So it didn't surprise me to see him have such a solid mini camp in terms of his throwing the ball. And yeah, you're right. I mean, from a certain perspective, it's not pads, it's not live. It's a lot more goes into playing the position for any of the positions, any of the players when it's live and the hitting is going on. But just in terms of being able to show confidence, show his ability to throw the ball, show his ability to handle the different teams and read defenses, I thought he threw the ball exceptionally well this weekend.
Yeah, and that's the thing that stands out, is that you can say from the standpoint of how well the quarterback throws, that the quarterback position likely improved. Now, there's still more to it than that, as you well know much better than I do. So there are going to be other things that Brandon Whedon needs to display that shows he's the complete package and whatever. But it looked to me like his understanding of what he had to work with was there. The mistakes were minimal, and the ball just looked good coming out of his hand. And I think all of that combined can instill a lot of confidence in the team. I think the general theme of the weekend, Bernie, was that the Browns are better with Brandon Whedon and the rest of this group.
Well, I think that's correct, and you know, I know we all would hope that. You know, you're getting guys and getting that amount of picks and focus on the draft like we are, and having the high picks like that. It is nice to kind of get confirmation of that in real life with your playbook, with your plays, doing it in your situation, and seeing the guys, their intensity to play, their intensity to be part of this team now and pick up the offense and defense and make the plays that you're used to seeing or you expect to see in the fall come Sunday afternoon.
And the other part of this mini camp, which again is harder to judge, the rest, pretty much everything else besides throwing the football, is the where there is positions that involve contact, and one being biggest being running back, and looking at Trent Richardson and certainly just seeing him physically, his physical presence was impressive enough. And I think when he did run the ball basically against air, he showed explosiveness, he showed some a little inside wiggle and movement, but you could tell that his game is going to be defined by that contact that he makes running the football, and that he's ready right now to be that kind of a workhorse back that this team wants.
Well, that's for sure, that in a workhorse top tier back that has the potential and ability that Trent Richardson has, you're not going to want him showing that yards after contact in May and June and taking unnecessary hits now, because he's going to get his share of them come the football season. But that was something we saw with Peyton Hillis a couple years ago when he had his magical season.
Right.
The ability to come in contact with an NFL defensive player and be able to break the tackle and make yards after that. Not to over-glorify this or to over-hype it, but I think you'd be hard-pressed to say anybody in college football the last couple years has run like Trent Richardson's ability for him to break tackles and get that yards after contact, which is now becoming an incredibly important statistic or thing that you analyze with running backs. And he's for sure showed the ability to be good at that.
Bernie Kosar joining us, as he always does, on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Bernie, when we look at the receiving end of this team, and that's the biggest question that a lot of folks have about whether or not that position either has been sufficiently addressed, and most would argue it wasn't in terms of any numbers, but just one draft pick, and that was Travis Benjamin, and a lot to look at there because of the sheer speed that he brings to it. So if you could talk about what you know this young man well from University of Miami, what to expect there, because he showed definitely a lot of that speed. I also saw some rawness. You know, I saw a guy who probably needs to be involved in a scheme a little bit and maybe be brought along and taught the nuances of running patterns. Explain that from the quarterback and passing game perspective.
Well, first, absolutely. In high school, youth, college even, your just raw, God-given athletic ability sometimes is enough to separate you from that level of competition. And his God-given speed is phenomenal. And as a kid in high school, and even at stages in college, just having the ability to outrun the defensive back, he definitely had. So sometimes you don't work as much on the technique of getting open versus bump, press coverage, physical coverage by the guys getting their hands on you, and some of the moves you need to make, and sometimes the way you have to set up your routes, and those kind of attention to detail, the little things that go into it, he probably hasn't done as much of that he's going to need to. And when you get up against NFL defensive backs, knowing those type of little details of your assignment is incredibly imperative for guys like that. And I think he'll work on it. I mean, I know he'll work on it. But sometimes that takes a little bit of time to get it down just right.
Another thing we know from the contact or lack thereof in a mini camp is that you really can't get too good of a feel about your defensive people, whether or not their ability to tackle and how they hit, so on and so forth, and the aggressiveness with which they play. But again, you get feeling of explosiveness, you get feeling of just a guy's presence. And I was watching closely, a lot of us were, John Hughes and Billy Wynn, the two defensive linemen who were brought in, and particularly with an eye toward how ready are they to make an impact, and how realistic is it to think that they can pick up a lot of this major slack that is going to be left behind with Phil Taylor out for a long time after suffering that torn pectoral.
Well, those draft picks and those two names became incredibly important because of the Phil Taylor injury over the last week. And them having the intelligence and ability to pick up the game and make plays, you know, are we asking a lot of it to be like the other fifth-round draft pick Ruben turned into? Probably. But they're going to have to kind of fill that hole or fill that void, because Phil Taylor, being a first-round pick, being the kind of the staple anchor of the one technique tackle in off the nose and in between the center and guard, to kind of slow down the other team getting off onto the middle linebackers and doing the double teams and stuff, it's going to be important that those two young men really pick up the game quick, because you want to get these guys in the rotation on the defensive line when you run a 4-3.
One of the things you could see from an offensive line perspective was Mitchell Schwartz's overall discipline as a player, and not entirely surprising that an old lineman from Cal comes in with a higher degree, a higher sense of learning. I mean, it's just, you know, he's going to be a smart guy, but beyond that, it looks like he not only received very good coaching at Cal, but accepted it well, and in his technical skills, his technical display, Bernie. I mean, I think these are the things that are so crucial when you have the idea or the intention of putting a rookie out there as a starting tackle, how ready he's going to be to handle that job.
Well, those are always the intentions, and you would hope they work out. And it's nice that it was confirmed that, you know, his ability to take in and analyze information and stuff like the playbook. But you hit it right on the head with the fundamentals of footwork and body positioning and leverage and balance is critical for a lineman. And for a young lineman to have already that kind of sense of that footwork, the balance, the hand positioning, the hand use, the footing, it really makes things a lot easier in terms of being able to step right in and block professional defensive ends.
Bertie, great stuff as always, and we look forward to visiting with you again next week. But it's always fun to now talk about something that resembles real football.
We're getting closer.
All right. He is Bernie Kosar, the one and only, joining us, as he always does, here on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford and brought to you by Madden NFL 12, EA Sports. It's in the game.